As a child, I remember my grandmother locking the car doors when we entered the city. She lived in fear, about a lot of things really, but was she afraid of the right things? I've twice heard the sounds of gun violence, admittedly both times were in cities, but I've known several people living in active addiction, even some who died of overdose or drug-instigated suicide, and none of them grew up in the city. Most went to supposedly nice middle-class schools. Tonight's lead story, a child shot and killed on Apple Street. Fun and recreation have been stripped from the weekend by the macabre as increasing gun violence leads area parents to keep their children indoors. Mondays are now a respite from voluntary house arrest as school playgrounds remain the only safe place to play. Gun violence kills. It's not a belief, it's a fact. Next comes devastating new data from the sheriff's office. Heroin overdoses have quadrupled to roughly 20 deaths monthly. Mothers, sons, dead, buried. Such staggering numbers leave this newscaster wondering how many more preventable deaths are necessary before the drug war is finally won. Drug abuse kills. It's not a belief. It's a fact. Where are the headlines about heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, infant mortality? Guns and drugs are serious, but fake and fast food are really killing us. If you're a black member of the urban poor, you're much more likely to be killed by Popeye's chicken in your gut than a bullet in your chest or a needle in your arm. I believe that black lives matter in public health. Two, urban lives, poor lives, single-parent lives, the lives of those without reliable transportation. Sure, I believe in beef brisket and venison sausage and pulled pork and in fried turkey. I believe in macaroni and cheese and in potatoes fried at least a dozen ways, but I don't need to believe that diabetes can lead to limb amputation. I have seen it. I don't need to believe that it's easier to buy ho-hos than fresh spinach. A million reluctant and sorrow-filled mothers will confirm this as they begrudgingly give their sons $1.50 and send them to the convenience store. I've lived in the burbs and in the city, and I don't need to believe the grocery stores are different. I have seen it. My wallet and my stomach know this to be true. If I were a betting man, I wouldn't like the odds finding someone who takes homemade Rice Krispie treats as seriously as I do. I believe grandmas and aunties in the kitchen are saints. I enjoy a cool glass of Moscato d'Asti. I might even enjoy a second. I know I can handle that because I'm over 6 feet tall and weigh over 200 pounds. I also know, though, that addiction runs in my family and that I'm prone to the obsessive. I dare not flirt with crossing the line into dependency. As much as I love good beef brisket or believe that cereal isn't meant for milk but for marshmallows and butter, I believe in temperance, in moderation, in food prep on Sunday nights so my busy schedule doesn't tempt me to visit the Colonel. I also believe beyond any action I can take that healthy, nutritious food is a human right. I'll never forget being in a room full of family, watching them all take their blood pressure, believing the cuff was malfunctioning because it said each of them were reading high. I'll never forget the chill in that room when mine read 108 over 69.